Alexander Mackenzie is perhaps one of the least well-known explorers in the world. His work paved the way for the expansion of the United States and Canada, but he is not celebrated in either country. He has passed into history almost unnoticed. Born in Scotland, Mackenzie had a wandering soul, even as a child. His urge to travel brought him to New York City, but war changed his plans. During the American Revolution, when the United States won its freedom by fighting the British, Mackenzie left the new country for political reasons and moved to Canada. Canada was still under British control. In Montreal, he grew unhappy with the dull life of a merchant and went to find his fortune in the uncharted west of North America. Mackenzie set out into Canada's wild Northwest Territories. This land of rivers, lakes, and mountains was unmapped. It seemed dangerous, populated by bears, cougars, friendly Indians, and hostile Indian tribes. The most amazing thing is that he traveled by canoe on rough rivers, and also by walking over land. This was long before the days of roads and airplanes. While he traveled, he made very accurate maps. He helped to open the continent for further exploration. It took more than a year, but he managed the impossible. He traveled from Montreal in the east to the Pacific coast by land. He crossed the Rocky Mountains and the prairies. He took nothing back with him but maps and drawings and the good wishes of the Indian tribes he met. He carved a single message on a rock overlooking the distant waters of the Pacific. His message to the future said, "Alex Mackenzie, from Canada, by land, 22nd July, 1793."